Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, congratulations on executing a game plan to perfection yesterday.
Thanks, Schultzy.
Your forecheck caused a ton of problems. Why was it so successful yesterday?
Well, I don't know if they were expecting it. That's probably number one. And I think no room behind the net also helped. And they wanted to hold on to the puck too long. You got to move pucks a little quick, and you have to play with more urgency. And I think we caught them off guard.
Is puck pressure like speed in that if you don't have it and you don't do it, it's hard to practice against it and prepare for it?
Well, you just got to play that way all the time. That's the biggest thing, and that's the way we play anyway. And sometimes you're going to have more jump than other times, and sometimes the other team has something to do with it too if they break the puck out quicker. And I think you'll find out tonight they've got a small defensive core, undersized defensive core that's really nifty. They're quick, they're agile, and I think you're going to find out too. Sometimes you can be chasing the game, you can be overly aggressive, but we are who we are, and we're going to go after them. But you're also going to find out that they're going to be pretty clean on some breakouts as well.
Can you just talk about the relationship between your forwards getting to work down low and how your defensemen then can pinch and just trust that they're going to get the job done and they can get involved in keeping pucks low?
Well, it's a read and it's instincts. And they've realized, too, that if we've got good pressure down low, and if our forwards are really active and they've got good feet, they've got good instincts, they've got good feel, it carries over to the defenseman too. So it's one of those things you just know, Schultzy, and if one area of your game is aggressive, you want to make sure that obviously both areas are aggressive. So they do have to work in tandem.
Aaron Miller made a bunch of plays down low yesterday. He's got crazy good hands. Can that be taught?
No, not really. I mean, you work on hands all the time. You work on skill level, but those guys have those skills right away, and then they obviously, you know, they become better. And some guys with average hands can get better hands, but those guys with really nifty hands, Schultzy, I mean, they've always had hands, and they've always had that type of skill level.
Owen Sillinger shorthanded goal yesterday. You can't teach instincts either, can you?
No, you can't. And Owen made a good read right there, and their goaltender didn't. And their goaltender was playing the guessing game, and he guessed wrong, and Owen guessed right, and that's what happens sometimes as well.
You called Owen in the post-game press conference yesterday your Swiss Army knife. Guys that can do that many different things are certainly rare. How does the rest of the team feed off of stuff like that, though?
Well, I think what it does, I hope that what it does, it carries over to the rest of the guys, and they take pride in maybe other parts of their game. When they see a guy like Owen, who's got good depth to his game, you know, maybe they want more depth to their game. Maybe they are a person who's one-dimensional, or they've got only a couple different attributes, and they got to work on other areas of their game. And maybe they'll take more pride in those areas. Maybe they'll be more dedicated, and that's what you hope.
North Coach Ceratori, when we come back, our pregame continues on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Ceratori. Tom, a lot was made yesterday, at least from what I've heard from the TV broadcast about the ice. It was almost 75 degrees here in town yesterday. Ice isn't going to be great. Both teams have to play in it. What sorts of things, though, do you have to change in what you're doing when the ice isn't great and passes may not be as successful?
The only thing we ever tell our guys, we don't get overly in depth. You got to simplify your game a little bit more, because it is going to be harder to saucer a puck and have a puck be flat and those types of things. But you got to probably simplify. That's probably the best thing to tell your guys, and you don't want to overcoach in those areas either.
UMass, a team the Beaver fans don't know a ton about. You've played them twice in the Dartmouth tournament over the years. What kind of a team are they?
They're a good team. They got really good team speed. They've got a really, like I said earlier, they got an agile, active defensive core that can really skate. And they're a dangerous team, and they're a deep team.
Their wings have more points than their centers do. Their defense gives them, like you said, a lot of offense as well. When your centers aren't scoring, they've got to make plays. Does that change how you defend against them?
No, you don't. You defend the same. Doesn't matter. Where their strengths are, you defend the same way. And there's forwards and there's defensemen, and you just defend the same way.
25% of their goals come from the power play. Is that a key to the game today, just 5-on-5 play?
Well, it is. It's always special teams is always important, and we actually talked about that as a staff this morning. It'd be nice to pop a power play goal today. There's no question.
On your penalty kill yesterday, I thought you did a nice job, but yet they scored twice. How much does UMass's power play differ from what Wisconsin does and what you guys are going to have to do to kill it today?
Well, I mean, they got a good power play. They got a 1-3-1. I mean, You know, Jones is really good. You know, Jones is one of the best defensemen in the country. He, you know, he ran the World Junior power play. So, I mean, that just tells you how good he is. Delgazzo's good. Trevino's good. I mean, they got a good hockey team, Schulze, and they're deep, and they got both two strong power plays. So, no, it's going to be another challenging day.
I think I could go down your 20-man roster yesterday, Tom, and pick out good things, really good things that every single one of them did. How much of a game changer is that this time of year when everyone is contributing?
Big. Absolutely, Schulze, and you feed off that as well. And our fourth line didn't get a lot of ice in the latter parts of the game because they were just going with Caulfield's line so darn much. And we stuck with what we had to stick with, we felt. But when they did get out there, I thought they played really well.
How did you sleep last night?
Not great, but I don't sleep well. I don't sleep well on the road anyway. So I mean, it's I didn't sleep great 2 weeks ago, a month ago on the road. I sleep well at home, but on the road it's a little different, Schulze. So it always kind of is. But no, I was up. I was drinking coffee pretty darn early this morning.
Best of luck, Tom.
Thanks, Schulze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.